Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It wasn't always obvious. In 2018, an app called TikTok came from nowhere. Back then, TikTok seemed like just another mindless app for teens, where teens and creeps would lip-sync to insipid, droog-like songs. But in a matter of weeks, something changed. YouTubers, commentators, the media, TikTok became the new gold rush. To me, the app looked ugly, with a logo that didn't look quite right, but I didn't want to be out of touch. And me being curious, I eventually caved and downloaded it. And just like that, I was hooked. My mornings would be taken up by 30-second videos, my evenings stolen by the buffet of dopamine. I couldn't put it down, the endless scrolling, the constant dopamine hits, I had no control. I'd look around me, parties, gatherings, cafes, everyone was watching TikTok. I'd go online to find TikTok reaction videos on trending. I'd be bombarded by TikTok ads wherever I went. I'd walk around my city to see TikTok logos, graffiti, ads, TikTok dances everywhere. This was revolutionary. TikTok had achieved the impossible. TikTok had taken over the world. No one could escape its secret formula. Instant entertainment, constant dopamine, unlimited content, nothing could compete. TikTok was perfect. Little did I know, we were walking into a buzzsaw. After hours of extensive research, I fell down a TikTok rabbit hole. And the further I went down this rabbit hole, the more horrifying things became. As what I'm telling you today has been ignored by almost all of the media, almost all of the influencers, and all of the corporate elite. And at the same time, governments around the world are beginning to understand the true scope of what's going on. So let this video be a warning to everyone who's downloaded this insidious app. And join me as we cover the raw and unfiltered truth behind TikTok. A question. Do you never want to be bored again? Do you want fame, money, to not feel left out, for success to come sooner? This is how it begins. Through tapping into your innate biological desires, TikTok has been able to achieve 3 billion downloads. But behind our addiction to this app is something sinister. Because on the back of your constant scrolling and chasing of dopamine, someone has transformed a lip-syncing app for teens into the greatest cyber threat in human history. So the question is, who? Well, to answer this, we need to go back to 2012. Back in 2012, Vine was the closest thing you'd get to TikTok. And whilst Vine was kind of big, most people fawned for Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, because in this time, it seemed like Silicon Valley was on the verge of something great, unprecedented societal change. We were so caught up with our own creations that we never gave China a second thought. But back in Beijing, something was bubbling under the surface. A creature called ByteDance. Now, ByteDance wasn't just any old tech startup. It was a startup directed by a man named Zhang Yiming, and it was also a startup that was littered with Chinese officials. Zhang's first move with ByteDance was to create a news platform called Headlines. But rather than this being any old news platform that pays for editors and reporters, ByteDance was putting their money into creating the most powerful advanced AI technology imaginable. An AI system more advanced than anything seen before it. This was no accident. In this time, the Chinese government had a strong desire to make AI a priority in the race for global tech dominance. But why was China so obsessed with AI? Why was the Chinese government so involved with working with this unknown tech company? To answer this, let's take a quick look at what ByteDance's AI technology was capable of. On this news site, there wouldn't be a curated feed or editors controlling the flow of information. Headlines instead use specially made AI algorithms to select and push the news robotically, with the company never having to hire a single reporter or editor. To test this highly developed AI system, ByteDance released the app to the Chinese market. And almost immediately, the algorithm worked its magic. In a matter of months, headlines became extremely popular in China, with the site gaining 10 million users in just 3 months. There was only one issue. All content that wasn't aligned with the government's core socialist values would be a legal offense, which meant there would have to be at least one editor. That's why ByteDance went so far as to publish a statement thanking the state for its supervision, making ByteDance the first ever AI-generated propaganda machine. It was the embryonic site for much darker things to come. It's 2016 and the Chinese government is inching towards technological dominance. But if they were going to overtake Silicon Valley, they would need to expand their AI technology across the globe. Because back in the mainland, AI proved to be an incredibly effective tool for controlling the population.
They're constantly monitored by facial recognition cameras that are able to instantly put a face to a name. Now the Chinese are also ranked, given a mark out of a possible 950 points.
I think being ranked.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to chumbacasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is a good thing. A society has to have rules.
It forces us to be well behaved.
It may seem scary, but it's just like that here. We're used to it, and anyway, we don't have a choice.
There's a simple reason for this. By using algorithms, the Chinese government can connect all these data points from everything you do, using your travel records, friends, acquaintances, reading habits, and purchases, all to anticipate any political resistance. It's through these sorts of social credit scores and advanced AI technology that the Chinese government has gained a firm grip over 1.3 billion people. But what if China could use such technology outside of its own borders? What if China could move away from surveilling their own country to surveilling the globe? If they could, China would become invincible. It was in this time that the Chinese president Xi Jinping was making big efforts to grow China's cultural power. Which is why Xi Jinping announced that China needs to increase its soft power to give the world a good Chinese narrative and better communicate China's messages to the world.
We have made significant advances on theoretical and cultural fronts.
Xi Jinping announced that, quote, we should increase China's soft power, give a good Chinese narrative, and better communicate China's messages to the world. And this is where America's had the upper hand for decades. Through America's spread of culture and ideology, America has been able to maintain its global influence. And in recent years, this has been catalyzed by one thing, Silicon Valley. So how could Chinese tech companies possibly compete with Silicon Valley, where a tiny group of billion-dollar companies have almost monopolized the entire industry? If ByteDance were going to have any chance of competing, they would first need to create something groundbreaking. Something so advanced, so popular, so addictive, that people would have no choice but to download it. An app to control the hearts and minds of the global population. To take on such an enormous task, China would need to take this one step at a time. The first step was for Chinese tech companies like ByteDance and Tencent to start buying huge shares in social social media sites. Sites like Reddit, Discord, and Snapchat, because this allowed companies like ByteDance to have a key role in company policy as a majority shareholder. But of course, buying shares in companies wasn't going to be enough. How could China create an app so addicting that it would outcompete every single social media site? To figure this out, they needed to test this technology in their own back door. So ByteDance's new venture would be with an app called Douyin, or in other words, the Chinese version of TikTok. ByteDance tested out Douyin to make sure the technology would be effective enough, and in less than a year, Douyin took over China, gaining enormous popularity, with 1 in 10 Chinese people having downloaded the app in less than a year. All because of this specially developed AI technology. It was now time for ByteDance to go global. The next step for ByteDance was a sophisticated marketing campaign. Spending $3 million a day in marketing alone just in the American market, ByteDance would then get celebrities to join in. It would saturate the media and advertising world. You'd even see the NBA signing a multi-year partnership with TikTok. And with the TikTok logo being stamped on every exported video, you'd then see this marketing begin to snowball. You'd see all these influencers on YouTube Shorts and Instagram posting their TikTok videos. You'd see celebrities promoting their garbage on TikTok. But marketing alone wasn't enough. So the next step for TikTok's growth was through the acquisition process. In this time, ByteDance noticed that fellow Chinese company Musical.ly was getting a foothold in the psyche of Generation Z. So rather than these companies trying to outcompete each other for ultimately the same goal, TikTok bought up Musical.ly for $900 million. This allowed TikTok to utilize Musical.ly's core selling point, the ability to go viral. Musical.ly provided a platform with an algorithm that rewards content above all else. Anyone could post some content and go viral the next day. Because of that, Gen Z rushed to it, allured by the prospects of fame, attention, and quick dopamine hits, using its AI technology to learn how to create the most addictive user interface possible. There are several core psychological techniques used to addict you. The first is short videos in and of themselves.
Sure, there may be 15 seconds or something like that. 15, 20 seconds, they're short videos. And so it's just that quick, you know, it's almost like a little tasting menu of fabulous. You know, you're trying this and trying that.
The reason for TikTok's initial success is that they took the knowledge companies learned from making catchy advertisements. Advertisers spend millions gathering your attention for up to 30 seconds. And oftentimes, whether you like the advert or not, you'll find they're easily digestible. So TikTok would use this video design, but instead of paying millions to make these videos, TikTok's own users would automatically use all their creativity and talent to garner some hint of virability. Then the most addicting videos made are rewarded favorably for doing so. Once people catch on to which engagement tactics work, these videos are then copied over and over again. The most catchy songs are replicated over and over, creating the cycle of people who are addicted to chasing virability.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook, you know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions. restrictions apply.
These creators then feed the masses' own addiction to these dopamine-sucking videos. But of course, not all of these videos can be addictive, and that's the point. Because one of the key social engineering tactics TikTok uses is called intermittent reinforcement. I spoke about this tactic in my previous video on TikTok. But basically, intermittent reinforcement is the reason why casinos are so addictive. Because by not winning every time on the slot machine, you're always excited for the next hit. I mentioned in this last video on TikTok that when you expect a reward after a certain action, you tend to work less for it. Yet when the timing of the reward or the certainty we'll get it at all is unpredictable, we tend to repeat that behavior with even more enthusiasm. And so in the case of TikTok, a video has to capture users' attention very quickly to cause them to watch the whole thing. If the video doesn't catch your attention within a couple of seconds, it's swiping onto the next one. And so after countless videos fail to give you that dopamine rush, you'll finally find that gem.
The fact that you're watching this video means you are energetically aligned with me and Aquafarians. But you may know them as mermaids.
And there are real consequences to this. TikTok's design is neurologically damaging. Researchers are only just beginning to understand this. Since Generation Z's infatuation with TikTok, our attention spans have dropped to the lowest levels in recorded history, with our attention spans becoming reduced to that of a goldfish. And it doesn't even stop there.
The vertical scroll, which is what you have on Facebook, for example, you're scrolling up on the newsfeed. But what this does is if you stop on a video and you like that video, it'll restart that video. So in a sense, you've got a horizontal scroll going on pleasurable content, and you also have a vertical scroll going.
And once the pleasure begins to dry up, you continue scrolling and the pattern repeats itself, leaving you wondering where the last few hours went. And even the small stuff like where the likes and comments icons are is purposely designed so that you can't stop wasting your time on this mindless app. And when you go onto TikTok, you'll see what I mean. The likes, comments, share, and profile buttons are on top of each other. This placement makes it the most accessible for users to click on these icons. But why is this important? Well, this layout may only be saving the user microseconds of their time, but in an app that runs on quick spurts of attention, these fractions of a second hold significant weight. When you're browsing social media on your phone, the screen you're using is very small. As a result, every little inch of that screen is immensely important, since any little distraction or element that takes away from the content at hand has the potential to drive the user away. Wasting screen space is the cardinal sin when it comes to keeping users in that entertainment high. And so with this combination of musically and addictive user design and attention-sucking short videos, TikTok has been able to feast on a generation's goldfish attention span, allowing TikTok to take over the world. Because in just 3 months after its launch, TikTok gained 30 million users. But the real question is, how could ByteDance justify spending almost $1 billion on an app that only sells ads and emojis? I mean, TikTok wants you to think that hosting a few ads and selling emojis is enough to become a multi-billion company, but to anyone looking under the surface, you realize this is far from the truth. To understand where the real money is, we first need to understand the secrets behind the TikTok formula. If China wanted TikTok to take over the globe, TikTok would need to tap into the human mind. Not only through social engineering tactics, but also through their users' data. Because this is where the real money behind TikTok lies. This is why TikTok is now considered a cyber threat. And once again, it all comes back to the TikTok algorithm. Unlike Facebook, Netflix, Spotify, and YouTube, TikTok's algorithm goes one step further.
Okay, has anyone else noticed that your For You page has been a little too accurate lately? It hasn't been things that I'll Google or I talk about. It's been thoughts.
TikTok knows everything about us.
But how does TikTok know which videos will addict you? Well, this all starts to become clear as soon as you begin reading TikTok's privacy page. A privacy page that literally admits to collecting as much data from you as possible.
And what kind of data is TikTok collecting as it runs on our phones? A heck of a lot more than you would think. Images, of course, that users post. But TikTok also collects information about the messages that you send, about the apps that you use, the other apps on your phone. It collects the sites that you visit. It collects your search history. It collects your keystrokes. It collects your location data. It stores all of this and maybe lots, lots more.
And so using all of this data, TikTok understands you better than you understand yourself. It predicts your future behavior. It learns at every second what you want and what you will do. And no, this isn't like Google or Facebook stealing your data and sending off to advertisers. This information is being used to tap into your biological hardwiring and, most importantly, to fund China's openly stated goal of world domination. Now, this may sound a little extreme. It may sound exaggerated, but I promise you...
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's anything but. Chinese President Xi Jinping has a dream. A Chinese dream of global dominance. With this has come some new laws. Laws that coincide directly with TikTok. Since China adopted the National Intelligence Law in 2017, all Chinese citizens and companies have been under a legal obligation to help the government gather intelligence, whilst also keeping any cooperation with the government a secret.
And we also know that under Chinese law, TikTok, ByteDance, the parent, is required to share data with the Chinese Communist Party.
Required
to, under Chinese law. That's not a matter of speculation. That's in the law.
And it is required under Chinese law to share user data with Beijing. And TikTok has admitted that it has sent user data to China.
And so with TikTok collecting so much user data, the fact that TikTok is half run by the Chinese government, and now with the passing of this new law, TikTok is beyond problematic. Which is why several countries have been quick to ban TikTok. TikTok, along with 223 other Chinese applications, were banned by India.
The Indian government has banned dozens of Chinese-owned apps over apparent security concerns. Now, the list includes the messaging service WeChat and the wildly popular video platform TikTok.
The Indian government claimed this was because they were damaging to India's sovereignty, integrity, defense, security, and public order. And this is why Trump signed an order to ban TikTok. In the order, Trump said that there is credible evidence that leads him to believe that ByteDance might take action that threatens to impair the national security of the United States. But with America's heated politics, Joe Biden could let Trump have this legal victory and revoke Trump's ban on TikTok. Although it wouldn't take long for Biden to realize this was a huge mistake. He literally had to admit later on that TikTok is, quote, a matter of genuine concern. In addition to this, militaries around the world have banned TikTok on all personal devices.
Since our last hearing on this subject, the Pentagon, the Department of State, the Department of Homeland Security, and the TSA have all banned their employees and service members from using TikTok on government devices. In fact, the Pentagon even went so far as to say that employees should have their children uninstall TikTok from their personal devices.
But you may be asking, why does this matter? Why is TikTok labeled a national security threat? Why are governments around the world beginning to think that TikTok is the biggest cyber threat of the modern era? Well, stick with me here, because we're going to need to radically change the way you've been seeing TikTok.
The day is coming when the politicians realize that these social media platforms are picking the next president, the next congressman. They're literally picking.
This is where true power in the modern day lies, because the people who control the algorithms are the people rewiring your brain. They are controlling the spread of information. They program the culture. And with TikTok now being the most downloaded app for several consecutive years, the results are becoming apparent.
I'm vaccinated, caffeinated, and freshly masturbated.
On the Chinese version of TikTok, all videos seen as degenerate by the Chinese government are actively removed, and yet at the same time, the algorithm promotes videos of hardworking, everyday people sharing their life and work accomplishments. As you could expect, these videos are generally wholesome, upbeat, and positive, with there being a literal section on the Chinese TikTok called Positive Energy to promote the Communist Party. But in the West, TikTok promotes the exact opposite. On our version of TikTok, we're bombarded with endless, insipid videos of girls shaking their ass to music, where we become obedient, placid consumers slumped open in front of screens. And this trend couldn't be better summed up with the rise of OnlyFans. In recent years, the rise of OnlyFans has been catalyzed by the wave of TikTok videos of OnlyFans models alluring desperate, atomized lonely simps to fork over the hard-earned cash for a virtual girlfriend experience. Top OnlyFans creators have spoken out about how TikTok has enabled them to become these hyper-affluent online stars.
So today, we are going to be going over how you can use TikTok to get OnlyFans subs, okay?
I think we're all like the main people on OnlyFans are roughly earning the same, I think. At the moment, it's like $1 a month.
This phenomenon wouldn't be happening anywhere near as quickly if not for TikTok, where TikTok is catalyzing this wave of desperate simps to hand over the money to these people who influence their everyday lives. And this became very apparent when a Wall Street Journal investigation on TikTok found that when you said you were 13 years old and searched for OnlyFans on the app, the algorithm would bombard you with videos about adult entertainment and drugs. The power TikTok yields over the younger generation.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There was probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Is becoming more and more apparent. People are starting to see that through TikTok's AI technology and sophisticated algorithms, TikTok is able to create trends that radically influence the lives of so many in Generation Z. And what's scary is that so many of TikTok's core audience are barely even adults. TikTok users are being influenced into emulating these trends that are highly toxic and polluting to society. But of course, these trends are manifesting things far worse than degenerate behavior. The spread of political disinformation and infiltration of Chinese propaganda is now a serious concern to all of us. This first became apparent on the Western version of TikTok when pro-Hong Kong posts, anti-CCP posts, pro-Tibet content, and anything spreading awareness of the persecution of Uyghur Muslims was all removed. And this concern takes a further serious turn in light of recent reports that Zenyu Data, which has reported links to the Chinese military and intelligence networks, has collected personal details of about 2.4 million people outside of China, with pretty much all of this data being sourced from TikTok. The former editor of the Hong Kong Economic Journal wrote in a column that TikTok is reaching deep into offices and homes, shaping how Americans understand real-world events. He went on to explain that while China's move to establish physical footholds around the world was easy enough to recognize, China's quote soft power ambitions have been much less noticed until recently, where China is using highly developed AI technology and powerful algorithms to erode free speech and Western culture. It's for this reason why ByteDance has pledged to hire 10,000 censors to identify and block anti-government content. Now, I already know that some of you will think I'm fear-mongering, but when you look into China's history and current political motives, you start to realize how daunting the situation truly is.
China is also notorious for using its big tech companies to track and predict the behavior of its own citizens. As seen in this 60 Minutes report from last year, China's stated goal is to become the world leader in artificial intelligence by 2030. Senator Hawley fears China is doing the same thing here. Just last February, the Department of Justice charged four Chinese military hackers with stealing records from the credit reporting agency Equifax, affecting 145 million Americans, almost half the country. China has been caught hacking the second largest American health insurer, the agency that stores information about all government employees, even records from the Marriott hotel chain. Hawley says TikTok is just the friendly face of Chinese data harvesting.
So what would the Chinese Communist Party do with all this information?
Build dossiers, build files on every American who they can get their hands on. We could ask the same question about the Equifax breach. Why would the Chinese government be interested in the financial history of hundreds of millions of Americans? What are they going to do with that? Well, clearly, they thought it was very, very useful.
But when you look at Xi Jinping's admiration for Mao, it all begins to make sense. During the Communist Revolution, Mao became infamous for conquering the countryside to capture the cities. This method was used not only for Mao's Communist Revolution, but also for Mao's dream of world domination, where the world's most developed countries were seen as the cities, and the world's less developed countries were the countryside. This is why in recent years, China has gained a strong foothold across Africa and the Middle East. And now the next frontier is to gain a strong foothold in the global culture. Because if you can control the culture, you control the population. And as Xi Jinping declared, it is time to, quote, dare to draw the shining sword. So while the West becomes addicted to TikTok, where the West has their attention spans reduced to that of a goldfish, where people can't go 5 minutes without checking their phone absorbed by TikTok degeneracy, where we are having our brains literally rewired, China is now training their youth to prepare for war.
...压迫,奴役我们... 谁妄想这样干, 必将在14多亿中国人民用血肉铸成的钢铁长城面前.
And today, this process has been catalyzed by Xi Jinping's Rejuvenation of the Nation project, which entails the banning of effeminate sissy men on TV, banning excessive video game usage, teaching children Xi Jinping's school of thought, teaching children how to use military equipment, and having schools have distinct masculine and feminine school curriculums. And today, it is now mandatory for Chinese students to read The Art of War. And as you'd expect, this has come with rampant military propaganda.
So you really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty,
and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
While the West is swamped by visual diarrhea of grotesque TikTok videos promoting crime, degeneracy, OnlyFans, and the CCP, the Chinese are trained to become stoic with a warlike spirit inoculated to degeneracy. This stark contrast between the Chinese version of TikTok and ours serves to highlight how effective TikTok's AI technology is in manipulating the masses. Psychological weapons like TikTok have been used throughout history, from the Persians using cats as a psychological tactic against the ancient Egyptians, to Alexander the Great enforcing Greek culture against his opponents, to the British in using their global media networks to control the narrative of World War I. These psychological experiments have always been hidden away and more often than not, slipped by under the public's noses. But now in our current Cold War, these tactics have become more and more advanced. And right now, the most dangerous psychological weapon we face is TikTok. According to US military analysts, attacking the enemy's psyche is a key part of China's military strategy. The Chinese stratagems established by Sun Tzu in The Art of War was the foundation for this form of warfare, so it shouldn't be any surprise why The Art of War is mandatory reading. But then this all begs the question, why is China going to all of this effort? All the government employees, all the high-tech algorithms, all the social engineering, all the spying. Why is China so desperate to influence Western culture? Well, like all psychological weapons, there's only one reason for their usage. To destroy the enemy. Before I began making this video, TikTok's growth was never obvious. TikTok seemed like an anomaly, because somehow, in just a matter of months, I went from never knowing TikTok to seeing my friends, family, and self all become enveloped by its algorithm. Back then, we were in blissful ignorance, ignorant to a force that has been brewing for decades, a brew now reaching its boiling point. Since the Cold War, the idea of World War III was always thrown around. Throughout this time, civil wars, skirmishes, propaganda all created the sense of uncertainty. But this feeling was never existential. Our enemies were always the underdogs. They were poorer with lower grade equipment. They had no influence on mainstream culture. They were just this hidden, mysterious force, far from the clutches of regular life. And when this tense time finally came to a close in 1991, people felt liberated, like the threat of World War III was really just a fantasy after all. It was something to talk about for fun, but never an idea to be taken too seriously. Yes, there were threats from the Middle East, Russia, and North Korea, but it was never anything we couldn't handle. At the same time, we fueled China's growth. We bought their cheap products, their materials, and their lies. In just a matter of decades, China went from being a third world country with a GDP of 90 billion to having a GDP of $12 trillion, a number now fast overtaking the United States. This growth has never been seen before in history. Admittedly, we knew this was coming, but none of us had any real reason to be concerned. At least, we didn't think there was. China's just that place we make our iPhones, we told ourselves. So over the years, we shipped off our entire economy to China. Banking moguls on Wall Street propped up the Chinese economy with billions in investments. Elected officials in the UK did their part by selling out the country's core infrastructure and national energy grid to China. Talking heads in Washington did their part by telling the public that the real threat to the West was Putin and his army of Macedonian troll farms. And us? We bought into China's surveillance technology and downloaded TikTok en masse. Because we were in our own little bubble. Our main concern were celebrities. Political scandals.
Orange man bad.
Orange man bad.
Orange man.
Orange man.
And cheap hedonistic pursuits. But like any bubble, there is always a burst. And our burst came in 2020. From the very beginning, it was never about TikTok. TikTok is just a means to an end, a tool in an operation. All the TikTok dances, TikTok ads, all the lip syncing, it was a facade for something sinister, something greater, something known as the 2049 plan. Now, what does this entail?
Well, as you can imagine, it's not something to be taken lightheartedly. China's push for world domination has been government policy for the last 50 years and is embodied within the Chinese spirit. For decades now, China has manipulated us into believing that China was just another capitalist state, dissolving its ideological ties to Marxism. But this couldn't be any further from the truth. China's intent has been to acquire as much money, physical power, and technological control as possible. And China has gained the money, China has gained the physical power, and now China is controlling technology. And so it's no coincidence that just in line with the 2049 plan, TikTok suddenly took over the psyche of millennials and Generation Z. And that's the genius behind all of this. China is engaging in a war, and we didn't even realize we were a part of it. China is taking over the world economically. China is taking over the world militarily, secretly building up its army reserve.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Top U.S. military officer General Mark Milley provided the first official U.S. confirmation of what he called a, quote, very concerning Chinese hypersonic weapons test that military experts say appears to show Beijing's pursuit of an Earth-orbiting system designed to evade American missile defenses.
China's now got the largest navy and is training its youth to become warlike robots. China has infiltrated the West with countless spies, spies that have slept with the heads of the national security.
A bombshell new report says a suspected Chinese spy targeted California politicians. And one of her biggest targets was Bay Area Representative Eric Swalwell.
China is taking over the universities and schools across the West. And now China is taking over the culture. It took until 2020 when the bubble burst to catch on to what was going on. We had been played. A sudden novel virus emerging from China? A sudden militarization of China's military? A sudden realization of the national security threat TikTok posed? We were finally confronted with the truth. It has taken until today when governments and elites are beginning to wake up to this dawning realization that World War III is no longer a fantasy. Our governments, having been hesitant to even consider the thought of banning TikTok, are now realizing the grave danger we are in. China is currently telling its military to prepare for war. China is taking foreign hostages within its own country. China is rapidly building up its military. China is developing AI technology never seen before in the West. And China is now not only engaging in skirmishes with our allies, but is now preparing for a full-blown war with Taiwan, sending over more than 150 fighter jets to surround Taiwan. As a last resort, our governments have joined a pact to begin countering China's preparation for war. But perhaps it's too late. With our society more divided than ever, with our politicians weaker than ever, with our youth more controlled than ever, when you connect all these dots, you start to realize where the real wealth behind TikTok lies. It lies in our addiction. It lies in our shortened attention spans. It lies in our own demise. TikTok allows China to gain vast sums of money from playing on our own psychology, promising you that dopamine hit, that dream, that attention, dangling it in front of you like a carrot on a stick, disguised as an innocent little app. But there are those of you that are concerned with what's going on. Those of you who care about your privacy. Those of you who care about your attention. Those of you who understand the other side. And so to those of you who feel this way, I feel the need to remind you to delete TikTok. Because if we want a high quality future, we must reject our low quality present.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.